Welcome to You Manifested That podcast. I am Pauline Lejuste and my mission is to guide people to become conscious creators and create their dream life. I believe that you can attract anything you want, anything, no matter your circumstances or story. If you are looking to have a better life quality, better relationships and make more money, then this podcast is definitely for you. I will share with you valuable content and spiritual advices, and I'm here to change your perspective about yourself and your life. If you are ready to manifest dope things, hit that follow button right now. It's time to level up and become our best version, so let's fucking do it! Hello, Soul Family, welcome back to You Manifested That podcast. I am so grateful, like you have no idea, because I see my podcast growing. I have more followers. I have even people in South America. Someone is in Peru, in Lima. Welcome. I am so glad to have you there. Thank you so much. That means a lot that you are listening to me and you are helping me a lot. So thank you so much for being on this journey with me. In today's episode, I would like to speak about the connection between money and emotions. Money, 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 money. How do you feel about money? How do you feel physically when you hear someone talk about money? If I say you have to pay, for example, a $200 ticket because you park somewhere or whatever, or if I say that you got an accident and you owe $10,000 to someone or a company, or if I say that this year you will have to pay $50,000 in taxes, or if I say that you miscalculate your taxes and you have to pay extra money, how do you feel? How do you feel about money? What sensations do you feel in your body? The way you feel dictates your relationship with money. Why money is emotional? Because anything important in our lives is emotional. Our relationships are emotional and our work is emotional too. And so is our money. Why? Because we are in a relationship with money. And our relationship with money is just as personal and valuable as any other relationship in our life. So money is an emotional topic. About me, how I felt about money before, because I work on myself, I could feel like an acceleration of my heartbeat. Just hearing someone speaking about money or taxes or stuff like that, I could feel like a warm sensation in my thorax and in the plexus solar in my belly. My hands were sweating. That was anxiety. Why? Because a part of me thought I couldn't have more. I couldn't have more money. Like anytime I will pay something, I was losing money. That was my point of view. I could sweat and just shake just by paying a plane ticket. Like if I had to pay more than 100, 200 or 400 euros, I was very, very uncomfortable and in fear. Why? Because at this time, my maximum income was 1,200 euros per month. And that's the minimum wage in France. So I had such limited beliefs regarding money that I thought I could never earn more than $2,000 monthly. That's stupid, right? But it's something that many people think. If you are working for someone and if you are an employee and you work in the matrix, people have this limited belief that a salary or an income is fixed and forever. It's not. It's fucking not. You can change and you can increase the amount of money you attract every month. Even outside of your fixed income, your salary, if you are an employee. If you think it's fixed, you will earn the same amount of money every time and every month. So take another example. When you pay for something with a credit card, everyone has made this joke at some point. We are often afraid that the card isn't going to work. And if that's the case, the first emotion that we feel is embarrassment. You justify yourself telling that you have money on this bank account, so there is no way the payment can be rejected. We are afraid that the people who is charging you will think we don't have money. We even felt compelled to let people know how much money we have on this credit card. That's crazy. I'm sure I'm not the only one. I have heard people saying this type of joke and I'm like, so many people think that way, that's crazy. Why? Because the most common emotions surrounding money are fear, shame, and anger. We all think that money is only about our bank balance, but money is strongly connected to emotions. How do you feel if you lose your job? Panicking. You are thinking about money, about the rent, the bills. How are you going to pay everything? How are you going to survive? That's it. Survival mode. On the other side, if I tell you that suddenly you won the lottery, or suddenly you just inherited of $800,000, how do you feel? Relief, end of your money problems, even freedom? You feel good, right? And that can be a trap, thinking you will be free and happy when you will have money, when you will have this money. Sometimes our feelings towards money are so strong that we start to hate money because we believe that money is the cause of all of our problems. Or we can also love and become obsessed with money, thinking it will solve all of our problems. It's helping, but it's not solving everything. It's not. The problem is our beliefs and our behaviors regarding money. So the problem is, how do you live? Do you live in scarcity or abundance? Are you educated with your money? Personally, I wasn't. And no one gives us like real advice and education about money. Everyone is trying to save money and that's it. But that's not the way it works, because money is energy. And as the energy moves constantly, money needs to move. Regarding your emotions, the world plays with your emotions all the time. TV, news, marketing, advertising is just a big game. If we take the people who are investing in crypto or stocks, when there is a recession crisis, those are times where everything is made to play with your emotions, to create a roller coaster and make you behave a certain way, for you to consume, invest, buy or sell. And most of the people, they are too emotionally involved and they are not aware enough. And that's why they lose money, because they take the wrong decisions because of their emotions. That's how the market is playing with us. On the other side, those who are aware and more in control of their reactions, they make money. That's why there are so many people who make money during recession crisis. Those people control the way they respond to a recession or an event. You cannot control your emotions, but you can and have to control your reactions and not fall into panicking, because it's just an emotional game. I want to remind you that money is an unlimited resource. Unlimited. Especially since it's virtual. The market is playing with your emotions to pressure you and make you feel scarcity. But it's not true. Don't worry, there will always be money. It is crucial for us to create a bubble of protection from what we hear from the outside world. You have the choice to accept or reject some information. Don't let the outside world decide for you. That's all for today, Soul Family. Thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check my website. I have free gifts for you and it's really going to help you to change your beliefs and raise your vibration. The link is in the description of this episode. Don't forget to hit the like button, follow, subscribe if you haven't yet. Know that your likes, your follows, your comments are helping me with the algorithm. That means this podcast will be seen by more people. Thank you so much for your support. I will see you in the next episode. Be blessed.